Adventures of Cy and Elmer. And your clothes and money are on the train you thought you were on, it's time to worry about what's wrong with you. For that reason, we are worried about our brave detectives, Cy and Elmer. When they left Pumpkinville to follow a bank robber to Chicago, they got along fairly well until the train stopped at a division point. Then they went into the depot on the trail of their suspect and wearing only their overcoats and red flannels. Running back out to catch the train as the suspect boarded it, they discovered that they are on the wrong train. The only thing right about it is that their man is still on the same train with them.
Now, this ain't a fine pickle. A fine pickle, and my name ain't Elmer Peabody, and it's all your fault, Cy Perkins.
Well, I don't see how it's my fault, Elmer.
Why, certainly it's your fault. Didn't you let that fella get away from us in the depot and get back on the train, didn't you?
Yes, I did that, Elmer.
Yes, you bet you
did. Yeah, but you was the one that made me run and get on this train so fast we never noticed it was the wrong one.
Well, how in thunder was I to know them two trains passed one another in Dodge City, huh? How was I? Then there was two trains on the track at the same time.
Well, I thought you knowed everything, Elmer.
Huh?
Yeah, you're always a bragging about being such a smart detective.
Mr. Perkins, that'll be about all from you. About all. I quit whining and crying about being on the wrong train. Fella with Fonner's on this train, ain't he?
Yeah, I guess he is.
Yes, not me. You know he is. Yeah. And if we was on the train we thought we was on, we wouldn't be getting no place at all. Yes, yes. We're going back to Pugsville. And we're taking our prisoner with us.
Yeah, but he ain't our prisoner yet.
Yeah, well, he's going to be mighty soon.
How can you tell?
Yeah, good thing we have sense enough to put our guns in our coat pockets.
Yeah, but all our money and all our clothes is on that other train.
Sorry, we don't need no money and clothes to arrest a fella. Guess what's more, the railroad company will pay us a nice big reward for catching this fella imitating one of the Pullman porters. What do you think of that? Come on now, let's get up in front and rest you.
Hey, wait a minute, Elmer.
What for?
What'll the folks say when they look at us with our red flannels showing under these overcoats?
Folks ain't gonna say nothing. Just barely daylight. We can look through this train without more than two people seeing us.
Oh, what are we gonna do for money and tickets? Won't they put us off the train?
Sorry, what do you suppose I had the conductor send that telegram to catch the other train for?
I don't know.
Well, he said we was all right. Maybe we could go ahead and ride this train to Pumpkinville, and what's more, we could take a prisoner with us.
Well, that's all right, Elmer. But this fella ain't our prisoner yet.
Yes, maybe he ain't yet, but he's going to be in about 5 minutes. Yeah. Come on now, Cy, let's go get him.
I wonder where he'll be. Have we got to open all them little green curtains and look inside all them berths?
Say, we'd get shot if we tried it. Yeah. No, sir. I've been doing a little chattering while you was asleep.
Elmer.
Yes, sir.
You didn't go away and leave me here all alone, did you?
You was asleep. You didn't know nothing about it.
Uh-huh.
What's more, I know just where that crook is.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Took a good look at him while he was asleeping. And, Cy, it's the city slicker that robbed the Pumpkinville Bank, all right.
Well, and why didn't you go right ahead and arrest him if he was that close to it?
Well, I thought he'd get you. I didn't want all the credit. So?
Yeah. Scared to arrest him alone, was you?
Cy, the idea of Elmer Peabody is scared of nothing.
Yes, you were.
The very idea.
Yeah, you were, sir.
Yes, I just wanted you to be there with me so you could say you helped arrest him, that's all. Give him a party, you know, Cy, and I wouldn't leave you out of nothing.
Well, now, that's mighty nice of you, Elmer.
Yeah, I thought it was myself. Let's go and get him now. Come on.
Where is he?
Right in a smoking car, headed this way.
Oh.
And he's the only one in there, so nobody won't see us in our funny clothes. Come on now, come on. You can't rest nobody sitting there like a bump on his load.
Well, my misery is kind of bad this morning, Elmer. You know that...
Yes, I know all about it. I know all about it. I've been hearing about it now for 40 years. Come on, get up and get it going.
All right, Elmer.
You look here, Cy. Don't get lost when you go between these here cars. And keep quiet and I tell you to talk. You hear me?
Where Where is he, Emmett?
Didn't I tell you he shut up? Yeah. Look there, laid across in two seats. That's him. He's sound asleep, too.
Yeah, looks like it. And how are we going to arrest him?
Well, now, look, sir, pay special attention. I'll take both guns, and you take the handcuffs. Yeah. And when I tell him to stick them up, you get up over to see the back of him and handcuff his hands to that suitcase right up over his head. You hear me?
Yeah.
Give me a gun now. Now get the handcuffs already.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I'm all ready.
So am I. Slow and steady does it now, sir. Yeah. Just sneak up the eyes real quiet-like and crawl up over the seat behind me. Got a sound now. Got a sound. I say hands up. Hands up, do you? Stick them hands up in the air. Come on.
I'm waiting for him to come up, Henry.
Hey, what's this? What's going on here? Well, if it ain't the rogues again and two cannons this time, huh?
Yeah, get them hands up here.
Go on, stick them up for our lit. Both these pistols go off your waist. Get him up there. Come on, get him up higher. Go on, get him up. Now hold him steady right there.
Yeah, I got him, Henry. Just a minute. I'll get him fastened to this here suitcase rail up here. There. That's good. I reckon that'll hold him for a spell.
I'll say it will. Well, how do you like it now, Slicker?
Yeah.
Will you wait for me to shave and get my hair cut so you can step a mattress, will you?
Yeah. Getting smart and locking the hick detectives in the bank vault, was you?
Oh, lay off, will you? Lay off. You rubes got me all right, but quit yelping about it. You're funny enough to look at. When you start to talk, I can't stand it.
Hey?
Now, you got me. What you going to do about it?
Yeah, well, we're darned if I know. We're going to do plenty about it, ain't we, Emmett?
Certainly are. We'll do more than plenty about it, you, Mr. City Slicker.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I knew you was no good first time I laid eyes on you.
That's what you said, Emmett.
Bet your life. Told you about his hair, didn't
he? Yes, you did.
Yeah. Now you're going back with us to Punkinville. Into the bank you robbed.
Yeah.
And when Sheriff Hank Hawkins gets done with you, you'll be older and funnier than we are.
Yeah. And say, mister, you don't need to be looking down to my feet all the time. I know I ain't dressed none too good, but none of your business.
Say, Si, don't you worry about being dressed. Never. You don't need to be dressed to catch a stupid feller like this one.
No, you're right.
Say, we could catch one like you every night in our pajamas. Every night.
You know, they got a nice jail in Punkinville. Ain't they, Emmy?
I say it is.
And they got about the best bread and water in the whole country.
Now, I don't be counting too much on how long I stay in jail, buddies. I'd be harder wraps than this one.
Yeah?
And all the good lawyers ain't dead yet. I guess you know that.
Yeah.
The only thing that hurts me is to get caught by a couple of dimwits like you guys.
Cameron, did you hear what he called us?
Certainly ain't got no cutting in me. I certainly heard it.
Yeah.
Go on, let him talk all he wants to, sir. Any feller's going to earn me a nice big reward for catching him. Well, they can call me, Santa Claus or Uncle Tom, anything else. I don't care.
Nah, me neither, Elmer. Say, Elmer.
Wait.
Look out the window.
Ain't no more crooks out there, is it?
No, but look, look where the trains are getting us to. Elmer, will you look?
Well, sorry, if we ain't pretty near any Punkinville. Look at that. Looks like you might be close to jail there, Fred.
Yeah.
Any last word you'd like to say before this is to be held again?
Now, just a minute, Elmer. Yeah. Don't forget that it says in the book.
What?
Before you go to take down the last word of a fellow like this.
Yeah?
Yeah, it says to be right legal, you got to warn him.
Warn him now?
Well, tell him that anything they say is liable to count against him.
Oh, well, certainly.
Well, you could let me take my hands down off here. This ain't so comfortable.
And if that don't beat all, Elmer, he ain't comfortable.
Well, Si, think of that. Ain't that too bad?
I think it's a shame.
My goodness.
Yeah.
After Hank Hawkins is you in his jail for a few months there, Philip, you wish he was back here hanging by your hands in this nice train again.
Elmer, just look out the window.
What about what is it?
Elmer, we're getting into the Punkinville Depot right now.
Si, we certainly are. About 2 minutes more and we'll be in. There she's coming right now.
And you know what? What do we do, Emmer?
What?
Well, we're going to get us one of them nice, shiny taxicabs.
Right now.
And take this fella right to the jail.
Say, listen, sir, I heard something.
Huh?
Heard something, then. Wait. Wait till you get over and look out the window now. Wait a minute. Well, side dead gummit. There's that silver coin in the band playing on the platform. Side, they get the band out for you.
There you are, Slicker. That's the way they treat us when we come to town with a prisoner.
By Jesus, Si, looky here. That's what I call high-class detective.
Yes,
the best. Here we go out in our first case and catch a desperate fella like this one here. And when we get home, the band is out to meet us.
Yeah, this is what I call coming to town in style, Mr. Peabody.
Yes, sir.
The Snoop and Sleep Detective Agency is mighty good, I reckon.
Good? Say, I'd like to see a bit of one. Look, train's plumb stopping outside.
Yeah?
Listen, ain't that music pretty? Wonder what it is they're playing.
Say, somebody's getting on here, Elmer. Yes, sir. They're coming right into this car.
Doing if it ain't the sheriff. Say, here comes the sheriff. Come to get the prisoner.
Well, howdy, Sheriff. Mighty glad to see you. And here's the fellow you want. Right here.
Well, hello, boys. Well, you got him all right, didn't you?
That's right.
Yeah, and you got him tied up mighty good, too.
Yeah.
That's the way to keep him so they ain't going to get away on you.
Yeah, we got him.
The conductor wired me he was coming. And I thought I'd come down and see if I could help you any. Well, what a...
Hey, wait a minute. What are you laughing at, Sheriff?
Listen, better not laugh at us, Hank Hawkins. You're laughing at the two smartest men in Punkettville, maybe the whole county.
Yeah, we're that, all right.
Well, nobody said you weren't smart enough. But one thing I know for sure, you're the two funniest dressed fellers in the whole world.
That's what you think.
Well, however, you got your man, and that's all anybody can do.
Yeah, and I reckon the town is showing their appreciation,
too. Yes, sir. Me and Cy feels right proud to have the band come down and meet us here. But, my goodness, Cy, we ain't dressed up much for it, are we?
Well, maybe the folks won't mind, Elmer, if they think so much of us.
What in thunder are you boys talking about?
Why, about the band playing for our train coming in.
Never stopped to think the governor's private car was on this train, did you?
What's that, Sheriff?
Say, you mean the governor's on this train and that band is playing for him and not for us?
Oh, Elmer.
Guess what I mean. The governor's supposed to go out on the back platform there and make a little speech. And you old fool thought the band was down here to meet you.
Is the price of fame, and our detectives are not as well known as they thought. However, they did get their prisoner. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Cy and Elmer over this station.